You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, we've got Christine, we've got Kevin, Kiana, and Sarah, who all want to play Rattle Off today. Even if we get a winner, before we get to you, don't hang up, because we want to talk to everyone. But Christine was the first one in. Christine, we're all ready to be jealous of your weekend plans. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just going to be working this weekend, because I took some time off this week.
What did you do with your time off this week?
I had a really bad stomach ache, so I had to rest.
Aw, that's not good.
You took off because of a stomach ache?
She had diarrhea, leave her alone.
Tummy ache?
She had diarrhea.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, how many days of diarrhea did you have?
I took off a couple days.
Wow. Was it something you ate?
Huh? I don't know. Maybe.
Did you backtrack your steps and, like, did I eat any, like, raw chicken or anything?
I tried to, but everybody else was fine. We should probably change the subject. I'm just super
I want you to go wash your hands. I want you to go wash your hands.
I wash my hands a lot.
Okay, good.
I work in the healthcare field, so I wash a lot.
Well, then maybe that's where
Here's
you picked it
thing.
Up.
Here's the thing. It's not like I go through life, Christine, being skeptical, but I feel like you just wanted some time off to do something, so you used the old food poisoning line with your boss, and you were off doing something.
We call that self-care.
Uh-huh.
Self-care.
Okay. Now we're talking. There was no diarrhea. She was just out having fun.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a good thing they don't use my last name on this.
See, I know what's going on. I know what's what, Christine.
I can't.
All right, you've been desperate to try to win Rattle Off, and today is going to be your day.
Yes.
But you know, if you don't get it today, you got to wait 2 months before you can call back.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully, third time's a charm.
Okay, I feel good. I feel like you're going to get this.
Me too.
10 seconds. Should I give her the easiest one for her of all?
No, you should not.
Because we talked about this. We talked about this off the air that we were going to do this as a segment.
And she's in the industry.
But that doesn't mean she knows.
True.
Kevin, Kiana, and Sarah, even if Christine gets it, don't hang up. 10 seconds, Christine, and shame on you if you don't get this one.
Okay. I'm ready.
We need in 10 seconds, 5 television shows that are medical shows, like dramas, doctors, nurses, whatever. We need 5 of them. Ready? And these past or present. Ready and go.
ER. Medical shows.
I smell another stomach ache coming. Come on, Scrubs, General Hospital.
Grey's Anatomy.
Private Practice.
I know. You know, my son watches all these stinking movies, too, with these firemen and all that stuff. It's crazy that you always just draw a blank right when you get the question.
House.
I would have even accepted Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes, I would have taken that.
Come on.
We threw one right in your wheelhouse and you dropped the ball.
Well, she's still dehydrated, so she's not thinking clearly.
Yeah, see, that's what I say. Yeah,
go
not
drink some.
Clearly.
Go get yourself some Pedialyte and have a good weekend.
Please.
Okay.
She had mountain fever.
Thank you, guys.
What she had. Thank you, Christine.
Bye.
You're the best. Thanks for being a good sport. Mountain fever, I'm telling you, Jeremy. Mountain
could be
fever. Kevin, good morning. What's the big plans
good morning,
for this weekend?
Boys. Hey. It's my mom and stepdad's 30th wedding anniversary, and also my niece's 21st birthday.
Oh, so family stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
Going out to dinner? Do you have to buy gifts? What's going on?
We're staying at the Four Seasons downtown and going to Belvedere's. It's the only plans so far.
Wow, high rollers.
Nice. Four Seasons. Look at you.
That 30th anniversary. You got to do something.
So now this is your stepdad, you said?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yes.
I guess after 30 years.
He's been in my life since I was 5 years old, so.
Right, well, but I mean, you could say 30 years of this guy being an ass. I mean, you don't.
I hope not.
I mean, really, well, I mean, there are some people who don't get along with their step-parents. That's why I was asking.
Well, he does. Me and my brother call him first time every time. Example, I went and visited my parents at his house in Woodland Park, and he gave me directions to get to my own house.
I don't get it.
Jeremy and I are sitting here quiet because we have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea, Kevin.
Oh, he just thinks I didn't know how to get back to my own house.
Oh, but gotcha. You made your way there.
Gotcha. Because you grew up in that house. Is that what you're saying?
No. I live in a different house. Not that I didn't grow up in that house. He just...
Kevin, if I were you, I would never tell that story ever again.
Mm-mm.
To anybody.
Mm-mm.
Too confusing.
Okay. He gave me directions to my own house because he didn't think I knew how to get to my own house.
Don't ever bring that up again, Kevin.
But it's not your own house. Kevin, let's play Rattle Off. You want to play?
All right, let's go.
All right.
Kevin, don't be mad at us. We're just struggling.
No, I think he regrets calling now is what it is.
Throw us a bone, buddy.
What else are you doing this weekend, Kevin? Anything else?
Oh, just golfing.
All right. I got nothing to say about that either. I don't golf, so.
Four.
Do you know how to get to the golf course?
Oh, there we go. Now we brought it home.
Hey-o.
There. We came full circle.
All right, Kevin, let's play.
Give them directions to the golf course, Jeremy. I hope you can get it, you know, through the clown's mouth and into the hole, okay?
Oh.
Get it through the windmill.
I hate you, clown.
10 seconds, Kevin. 10 seconds.
Josh, pull that audio for me.
Yeah. 10 seconds. Give us the names of five of the characters on the TV show Friends.
Oh, easy.
Five of the character on Friends. Yeah. Ready and go.
Chandler, Sarah.
Sarah.
I never watched the show.
Clown.
Which
direction are you? Which direction are you turning, Kevin? Because I think you've got the loudest turn signal on the planet.
I'm turning west.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you hear it?
You are left out of the prize today, my friend. But we really did enjoy talking to you, even though we beat you up. I hope you don't stay mad at us. Okay.
Love you, buddy.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, Kevin.
Thank you.
Ooh. Hates us. I didn't understand the story.
I'm sorry.
I can't be mad at us.
Don't understand. We're
it's like
honest.
An inside family thing with them, you know, and it doesn't
Look,
translate.
If you tell us a story right. that doesn't make any sense, we are not the kind of people to go, ha, 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 that's great. Thanks. We're going to say, what the hell are you talking about?
Made zero sense. Zero.
That's why you listen to the show. Here's Kiana. Kiana, did the story make sense to you?
No. Right, honestly, thanks. I kind of zoned out.
Same. I'm with you.
Yeah, we're hosting the show and we zoned out.
All right, so what are you doing this weekend?
I have a sweet 16 birthday party to go to.
Ooh.
Who's the sweet 16er?
Well, it's not the typical sweet 16, but it's for my nephew.
Why is it not typical?
You know, it's not like the MTV series sweet 16. It's just family getting together and spoiling him.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay.
And now he's going to be out on the road driving and being a terror for everybody else, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's scary.
How old are you, Kiana?
I'm 30.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you do for a living?
I work for a telehealth company online.
So people call with their medical conditions and you tell them what's what?
Well, I'm more of like the triage. So if they need like technical assistance, I help them. But if they need medical advice, I send that to an NP or a doctor.
Oh,
that's
not your area then.
Right.
I hurt my finger last night. You're not going to be able to help me with
that. She's like, I don't know how to stop bleeding.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope. That's out of my job scope.
I can tell you how to reboot the app, though.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, look, at least we understand everything you're telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have someone special in your life, Kiana?
Yeah, I'm married going on 10 years.
Wow. You got married young, huh?
Yeah, very young.
Where'd you meet this person?
Oh, Panera Bread.
Over a panini, huh?
Oh, I love their iced tea. I love their iced tea.
How did that go down?
They got a new Italian sandwich that's good, Jeremy, and a special chicken salad that's pretty good.
Oh, I'd marry that chicken salad. So how did that go down? Was he working there? Were you working there?
We were both working there, and I made a joke that he had dropped an apple, but he didn't actually drop an apple, and it's history now.
So you just wanted him to bend over and look for an apple so you could check out his butt.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
You're naughty. Huh. Do you use that as code now when you want to get your freak on? You're like, you want to go upstairs and drop the apple?
You know, that's a great code word. I'm going to start using
that. Please do. I think I'm going to start using it.
Do you have kids?
We have two kids, yes.
Yeah, so there you go. You can use that in front of your kids. They'll have no idea what dropping the apple
Mama
means.
Wants to drop the apple tonight, baby.
And go all the way to the core.
Take me to the panini.
Get an apple core. Get it? It's an apple core. All right.
Good broccoli cheese soup, too.
Love over a
good
baguette.
Good broccoli cheese soup.
She fell in love over a baguette.
Do you just reheat the soup the next day, or do you do a fresh batch of soup?
Oh, they did a fresh bag of soup.
Okay, that's good. I'm always curious about the places that serve soup like that out of a little vat.
Well, I was telling Jeremy about the Italian sandwich and the soup that I had at Panera just about 2 weeks ago, and he's giving me all this nonsense about, oh, you know,
I don't trust the soup.
He's like, the soup's been there for like 4 days. I'm like, that's not true.
I feel like they reheat it and add to it and add to it. It's like, what's this? It's like Hunter's stew, I think, that goes back like generations with a stew that they just keep adding things to.
No, over and over.
No,
it's fresh.
No, they're definitely way fresher than that. Yeah.
I'm trying to look up the name of that salad too. It rocked my world. All right, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds. What do we got here? 10 seconds. Five different types of soup. Five different soups. Ready and go.
Chicken noodle, broccoli cheddar, potato, chicken tortilla, autumn squash, black bean.
You're an autumn squash.
This lady is a winner!
Autumn squash sounds like a code word as well.
It does.
Mama
it
wants does. To autumn squash tonight! Yeah!
You know, you couldn't be more delightful. If you'll stand by, Josh wants to have a few words with you, okay?
Thanks so much, you guys.
You're
kisses.
Welcome. Thank
bye.
You for hanging out.
She's cool.
I love Lisa Panera. Here's Sarah. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
It's so, you again. Didn't you just call?
I did. And you know what's funny?
What?
I called 3 times today. One for the mind bender, one for rattle off, and one for... I got through every single time the first try.
Don't you have something else to do today?
Oh, I am. I just got done cutting my girlfriend's hair.
This is Sarah, Dom. She's the one who's sniffing the model glue and the model paint.
Yep, and I'm also the one that you talked to a while back when COVID hit about my cupcakes. And you were saying that I was putting something freaky in my cupcakes. But I really didn't.
Liar.
I couldn't do that to my mother-in-law.
But you could do it to yourself.
Absolutely.
You're not going to be waiting outside the radio station in a pickup truck or anything after we get off the air, are you?
Oh, no. I don't like driving down that far. I'm good. Yeah. You're good.
We're good.
Well, that's the only thing stopping her, though.
For this week.
Although, you are
it's
delightful.
It's a little inconvenient for her, otherwise she'd be there.
I might hop in with you. We could go to Panera, Sarah, and get some old soup.
Hey, right on.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey, yourself.
Panera's got some bomb soup, man. They got some great soup.
They do, Sarah.
Potato soup. They're loaded baked potato soup.
They love that you are a spokesperson for them right now.
Absolutely. Panera supporter.
Why are you cutting your girlfriend's hair? Are you a stylist?
No, I just kind of cut everybody's hair. I can just do it.
It's just your thing to just walk around cutting people's hair?
Well, if they ask me, sure. Do their nails.
Do you save their hair and make pillows out of them?
Not this week. That was COVID.
Oh, I love you, Sarah. Yeah. I love you.
I love you guys.
I love you so much.
Let me ask you.
I love you guys so much. You guys make me laugh so hard.
Sarah, what are you going to do over the weekend when your boys aren't here to call?
Remember, I told you we're going to the car show. Good Guys Car Show.
Good Guys. You're entering
models. That's not what
models.
I was driving at. I wasn't really asking about
plans. We're going to enter about 25 cars.
25 cars. Model cars, Dom, remember?
Yes. And three of them I did.
I remember.
I mean, we only talked for like 30 minutes ago. So.
Yes. Sarah, we're going to say goodbye now.
Okay.
And we hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show 7 times today.
Talk
okay?
to you Monday.
Well, thanks for answering for me every time.
All right,
you guys
love
are awesome.
You. We don't care who knows.
We love you.
Bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
Josh, don't ever let her back in, Josh.
Make a note, Josh.
Make a note.
Make a note.
Sarah.